audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
I'm in 1 John 4, and I don't know, people kind of, I mean, this is seems a little confusing to us, but it's really not, but you kind of got to really look into it. It's about fear, and I did this last night, but I want to kind of do it more concisely today. It says here in verse 18, and this is the verse that people quote, but I don't know that a lot of times we really understand what it's talking about the love part. It says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He who fears is not made perfect in love. So, we got that. Sounds good and everything, but how do you do this, or why is it this way? Well, all you got to do is go back a little bit. Look at this. Verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. So we know that we dwell in him because of his Spirit. It's not just the mind. This is a real problem with a lot of folks. It's not just the mind. It's the mind and the Spirit. But he's given us of his Spirit. That's how we know things. That's how we know about what he's done and everything that we're about to talk about. We know it because we've come in contact with the Spirit. That's why people go through life and they go through something and they really try to figure it out and try to figure it out, and all of a sudden they just know it. It's because the Spirit touched them. They opened up enough, the Spirit came in somewhere and that he hadn't been before for whatever reason, and all of a sudden they get it, or he just comes in and they get it. But he's with us. He said, but look at this in verse 14. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now, we see this because of the Spirit. We see it. This is why the Pharisees and everybody, a lot of the people at that time, couldn't figure out who Jesus was, even though supposedly they worshiped Jesus. We were listening on the way into town today, and it just seemed like in the Gospel of John, and of course the other Gospels, just seems like some folks are just always getting all tied up and arguing with Jesus. And the problem was, they didn't have the Spirit to explain to them. They wouldn't let the Spirit in to explain to them what to do. So, then it says in 15, a big, big thing. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. If somebody confesses that they believe in Jesus, just confesses Jesus, explains they believe in Jesus, which basically all believers have done through one way or another, if they do that, that means, and do it in faith, or just believe it, whether you feel like it or not, God dwells in him and he dwells in God. Well, when it comes to fear, actually, if you dwell in God, God dwells in you, you've got it made anyway. You've got it made. It says in Isaiah 41, it says, you know, I'll uphold you with my right hand. I'm with you. I'll take care of you. No use to fear anything. There in Isaiah 41. I won't go into where and all that and read it all, but anyway, it's in Isaiah. It says, I think verse 10, so do not worry because I'm with you. Don't be afraid because I am your God. You're not afraid because he's with you. So here's the thing. You may feel afraid. So, oh, that kind of feels like fear there. I feel afraid. If he says you don't have to feel afraid, you just take that instead of your feelings. Some people base things on feelings so much. It's like the counselor said one time, I was taking a class, and he was counseling somebody, and I think the guy that he was counseling was the guy on the phone, but the guy on the phone called him late at night or sometime in the evening. He had a big problem. He said, my wife just ran to the door and ran down the street.
Yeah.
And you know what the counselor said? He said, "Well, go get her." He didn't say, "Well, how do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?" Which is counselors often say. No, he said, "Well, go get her." And she may have had some problems too, so he didn't want a woman with some problems just running down the street. What says here, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. So we just saw in Isaiah, you're not going to fear because he's with you. So whether you feel like it or not, just say, "He's with me, I'm not going to fear." What you believe's got to enforce the way things really are. All Satan's got is a fear machine that he tries to put on people and everything. But you've got to stand against it. But look what it says then. It says, "And we have known," verse 16, "and believe the love of God has to us." So now we're talking about the love of God. We know that he's with us. This is a logical progression here. He's with you, so you don't need to fear. But he's trying to explain how this works. And other things. He's doing other things too. But we have known and believed the love that God has for us, has to us. God is love, and he who dwells in God dwells in love, dwells in God, and God in him. So here we are again, dwelling in God, God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. How did the day of judgment come along? What's the day of judgment got to do with all this? It says, "Here then is love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment." That means the day of judgment, you're not going to worry about it. You feel fine if there's whenever the day of judgment is. There is no day of judgment for you in that sense. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Look, what the New Testament makes really clear is that God gives you his righteousness. He takes care of you. In Romans 8, it says there's no condemnation. So what fear is all about is it's about condemnation. As in the Garden of Eden, what were they afraid of? They're afraid of condemnation. God says, "The day you eat of this, you'll die." I mean, that's a pretty bad sentence. That entered into the human race, and it's been there ever since, except for the people that are believers, and it's supposed to be gone from them. It says here, you'll have boldness in the day of judgment. That's Romans 8:1. There's no condemning sentence, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It's all about being in him and him being in you. So as he's looked upon in this world, so are you. That's the way it is. Do you always feel like it? Of course not. But it's the reality. What happens is you keep believing the reality. Pretty soon you don't feel those other feelings anymore. So then we're down to verse 18. Now, verse 18 should make a lot more sense. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out what? The love is about he loves you and accepts you. And you've gone into him and he's gone into you. There's no condemning sentence. That's what this love's about. That he accepts you, you're all right. You have his love, he gives you his love, and he accepts you, and there's no condemnation. That's what gets rid of the condemning sentence, and that's why you have boldness the day of judgment, because as he is, so are you in this world. God looks at him, looks at you, sees the same. Do you feel like that? Very unlikely you always feel like that. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He who fears is not made perfect in love. Yes. We love him because he first loved us, and it goes into how you ought to love everybody. Well, of course. Mm-hmm. God loves you. Of course, if God loves you. No condemning sentence. See, this is a rough part for me because normally I'll just sit down and let Scott go. But I've got to come up with an ending here.
Yes, yes.
Verse 10 of chapter 41 of Isaiah. So don't worry because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong and will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you. Thank you, Lord, that this is true. I wanted to keep it concise, short, so people could just listen to this in various places and just get it. That this is what 1 John 4 is talking about when it says, you know, that there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. What casts out fear? Just accepting that God loves you, that God accepts you, that you're okay with God. We know, Lord, that in when you said, he who ever believes in you and dies, yet shall he live.
Yes.
And he who believes in you now, he'll never die. Lord, we believe what that is that we have eternal life. So we're really not going to die in that sense. We just keep going on and on and on. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.